You've got to hand it to Occupy Orlando. They've been kicked out of city parks, arrested for writing on sidewalks with chalk, had their belongings confiscated by police. None of that has stopped them from occupying public places, such as the plaza outside City Hall, and more recently, the space outside the Orange County Administration Building. But 2 weeks ago, the Orange County Commission passed a special resolution aimed at Occupy Orlando, restricting protests to an area on the corner of Roslyn and Church Streets, and spelling out new rules for protests, which prohibit camping, tents, and writing on the sidewalks in chalk. The resolution doesn't name Occupy Orlando, but its text refers to protesters who, quote, occupy the property, and makes it clear that it is about Occupy Orlando. Occupy Orlando says this is a First Amendment issue, and anyone familiar with the First Amendment can see that this does, at the very least, push at its boundaries. The First Amendment prohibits governments from interfering with the right to peaceably assemble or prohibiting the petitioning for a governmental redress of grievances, and that's what Occupy Orlando is all about. It would be one thing if Orange County had done as the city of Orlando did, used laws already on the books to keep the Occupy movement in line, but to create a law restricting and targeting a specific group of protesters? It's interesting that Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs isn't exploring the constitutional implications of this resolution as carefully as she did the ones surrounding the domestic partner registry.